WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Today's topic is something near and dear to my heart, creating healthy boundaries for emotional well-being. You know that feeling when you leave a conversation drained, like someone just sucked the life out of you? Or maybe you've ever felt obligated to say yes to things you really didn't want to do, just to please others. Yeah, that's where boundaries come in, my friends. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about protecting your energy, your time, and ultimately, your peace of mind. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? Boundaries are like those invisible walls that keep your emotional space safe and secure. So, what are some practical ways to build these walls of emotional well-being? Let's dive in. Firstly, recognize your limits. What drains you? What makes you feel uncomfortable? What are your non-negotiables? Figure this out and be honest with yourself. You deserve to know your limits just as much as you know your favorite pizza topping. Secondly, communicate clearly and assertively. This doesn't mean being aggressive or demanding. It means expressing your needs and expectations respectfully but firmly. Remember, a simple no, thank you can be incredibly powerful. Think of it like politely declining an extra slice of pizza. You're not rude, you're just prioritizing your own well-being. Thirdly, practice saying no without guilt. I know this one's tough, but trust me, it gets easier. You don't have to explain yourself or justify your decisions. A simple I appreciate the offer, but I'm not able to do that right now is usually sufficient. Fourthly, don't be afraid to walk away from toxic situations. Life is too short to spend time with people who constantly bring you down or disrespect your boundaries. Sometimes, the healthiest thing you can do is distance yourself. Think of it like removing a bad ingredient from your pizza. It might make the whole dish better. Finally, remember that setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes time and practice to master the skill. Be patient with yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep refining your approach. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without receiving? Maybe a friend always borrows money but never pays it back, or a family member expects you to drop everything whenever they need something. You know that feeling, the one where you're depleted, resentful, and starting to feel used. This is a classic example of boundary violations. Imagine this. You've been working on a big project all week, and you're finally free to relax on Friday night. Your phone rings, and it's your friend asking for help with their urgent situation again. They need you to pick up groceries, watch their kids, or even just offer moral support. While you genuinely want to help, you also know that this isn't fair to you. You've already invested so much time and energy this week, and you need some time for yourself. So, what do you do? You politely decline, explain your situation, and suggest alternative solutions. Maybe offer to help later when you have more free time, or recommend another resource that could be helpful. Setting boundaries in this situation doesn't make you a bad friend, it makes you responsible for your own well-being. Listen, folks, setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about taking care of yourself emotionally and mentally. It's about recognizing your worth and respecting your own needs. By creating those invisible walls, you protect your energy, your time, and ultimately, your peace of mind. Remember, a strong boundary is like a well-built fence that keeps the unwanted things out while allowing the good things in. So, start small, be consistent, and don't be afraid to advocate for yourself. You deserve to feel respected, valued, and emotionally secure. And remember, setting boundaries isn't just about saying no, it's also about saying yes to your own well-being. Before we wrap up, what are some ways you plan on practicing these boundary-setting techniques? Share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you guys. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a little dose of Stoic Mindset Reset. Until next time, keep it calm, keep it control, and keep setting those healthy boundaries.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.